news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. With us right now, movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website's ILSeat.com. He's a staff writer for Ranker. He's a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, the Online Film Critics Society, and he's an award winner in several categories in several competitions. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning. Good to be back after a week off.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. Very much appreciated. The movie Crawl.
In Crawl, Kaia Scodelario plays a college student who goes to rescue her father during a Category 5 hurricane. She finds him lying injured in the crawl space under his house, and there are alligators under there, too. Why? Because there's no film that isn't automatically improved by the presence of alligators. As the rain pours down, father and daughter have to wait to survive before they either drown or become gator food. One should not approach something like Crawl expecting anything other than what it delivers, namely a lot of intense alligator action. The characters have to dodge the creatures, which pop out of the water, jaws wide open, when you least expect it. Some of the folks who try to help them aren't so lucky, leading to gloriously gory kills. The film absolutely gives you your money's worth in terms of alligator attacks. Bite marks are inflicted, limbs are torn off, and body parts are left floating.
Okay.
If those scenes don't get you, the near-drowning stuff will. Visual and practical effects used to create the hurricane are very realistic. Character development here is minimal, and this is one of those movies that has a situation more than a plot. I say, who cares? Crawl is exploitation fare of the highest order. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 pairs of alligator shoes.
Okay, 3. Now, we talked a moment beforehand. I said there's a certain honesty to this, that, and then you said it's a great B-movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a throwback to those classic B-movies where you're just going for one thing. I mean, this movie is about people in a hurricane trying to outrun alligators. And that's all it gives you. You presumably go to this movie wanting that. It's just kind of a you know, I mean, the movie itself is only like 80 minutes. Just an adrenaline shot for that 80 minutes with alligators jumping out and grabbing people and the water rising and they're trying not to drown. I mean, it's just one of those movies that sweeps you up with its own self-aware kind of craziness.
Right, and a noteworthy acting, sort of anything else to say about it? I think you've described it sufficiently, but...
Yeah, I mean, the characters are... They're basically here in service of the premise. You know, I can't say this is a movie with great character development or anything like that. There's not a lot of great dialogue. It tends to be people yelling, "Look out!" or "Swim
romance.
Real fast!" Right. Nothing like that. Just 80 minutes of these two people trying to outrun alligators. So it's a B movie. It knows it's over the top. If you like that kind of thing, which I do, it's a lot of fun.
All right, so 3
pairs of alligator shoes.
Oh, okay. I guess we catch maybe catch the elevator and the alligator in the end and turn them into shoes. All right, some other things in the news this week. Mm-hmm. Entertainment news. I think I heard from you first that Rutger Hauer died.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about celebrities passing lately because unfortunately we're losing a lot of people for some reason. But Rutger Hauer did die this week at the age of 75 after a short illness. Of course, known for many, many films, including Nighthawks, The Hitcher, Sin City, Batman Begins, but the movie that most people remember him for, and which was my personal favorite performance from him, was playing the villain Roy Batty in Blade Runner. So Rutger Hauer, just a really talented actor, one of those guys whose career spanned decades, and unfortunately he did leave us at the age of 75.
And a lot of projects in the works, so we are not done seeing him on the screen.
Yeah, he worked pretty much constantly, and so he's got a few films that are unreleased yet, so we'll still see a few more performances from him.
Okay, so yeah, some might have to go unfinished, or at least his, you know, they'll have to switch out a role or something because they weren't far enough along in those particular films. Marvel's out with their cinematic universe schedule.
Yeah, at Comic-Con, they announced the next phase. There's going to be a Black Widow movie in May of 2020, next year, with Scarlett Johansson. Presumably, this will be a prequel based on how things end in Avengers Endgame. On November 6, 2020, they'll be bringing us The Eternals, which will star Kumail Nanjiani and Angelina Jolie. May 7th, 2021, will be Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which technically Doctor Strange 2. November 2021 will be Thor, Love, and Thunder. And in this one, Natalie Portman is playing Thor, her character Jane Foster from the original Thor movies. In the comic book, she eventually becomes Thor, so they're bringing that storyline now to the movie. So Natalie Portman will be your new Thor. There will also be sequels to Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and Guardians of the Galaxy. The release dates of those have not been announced. And they also said the two-time Academy Award winner Mahershala Ali will be the new Blade.
Okay, so, and they're going to stick to what's turned out to be a super winning recipe for all of these. Great stars, good plots, wonderful writings.
Absolutely. They're going to try to keep their success going here for another, I mean, this is probably like, what, 7, 8, 9 films we're talking about here. So they're definitely planning to keep the ball rolling.
All right, and stay in the way into the black with all of these.
Yes.
We saw you tweeting about the Fantasia International Film Festival. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is an annual film festival. It takes place over the course of 3 weeks in Montreal, and it brings genre films from around the world, and that's what they program: horror, science fiction, martial arts, things like that. I've been lucky enough for the third year in a row to be covering that festival. I'm covering it remotely, so I don't have to travel. I can watch all the movies from the comfort of my home. But if you go to my website, aisleseat.com, I have reviews of everything that's there. So if you want to know what some hot genre films, kind of like Crawl, are that you'll be seeing in the months ahead, then you can go to my website and check them out. But there's been a lot of really phenomenal films screening there this year that I've seen.
One of our listener asks for your reaction about the trailer for Won't You Be My Neighbor with Tom Hanks that came out.
Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. It looks really good. Tom Hanks, I think, is a great choice because as an actor, he embodies a lot of the things that we sort of associate with Mr. Rogers. You know, we think of Tom Hanks as being a good, upstanding person, a kind person. He doesn't have any scandals associated with him, well known for being a nice guy. So I think he's a great choice. It'll be interesting to see. We just had the Won't You Be My Neighbor documentary like 2 years ago, or one summer ago, I guess it was. And it'd be interesting to see that fictionalized now or dramatized. But yeah, the movie looks great. Tom Hanks looks terrific in it. I'm very excited for it.
We'll have to see that. Finally, one other thing. Mm-hmm. The Current War comes out. Now, we talked about this in passing, what, 2 years ago or something?
Yeah, the movie was supposed to come out 2 years ago, but it was going to be distributed by the Weinstein Company. And when Harvey Weinstein, when that whole story broke, his company went out of business. And the movie has just been picked up by a new distributor who will release it in October of this year.
All right, so The Current War, about Thomas Edison, Nikolai Tesla, and George Westinghouse.
George Westinghouse,
okay.
Yes.
And Shamokin and Sunbury should appear in this film, correct?
They should. I mean, I think most people know that the Edison Hotel in Sunbury was the first building in the world to be illuminated by a three-wire electric light system. What a lot of people don't know, and what I didn't know until I researched this, was that several residences and businesses in Shamokin soon followed suit. St. Edward's Catholic Church on Shamokin Street was the first church in the world to be illuminated by electrical lighting.
Wow. Okay.
So sort of a local connection. It'll be fun to see whether or not they mention Sunbury and Shamokin in that film.
All right. They were the first church to complain about how high the electric bill is. So
yes.
That's fabulous. Okay.
And the first ones to call PP&L when the power went out.
Yeah, I guess it was Thomas Edison and company. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so to be continued. That sounds fabulous. Mm-hmm. We're going to learn a lot more about the film itself as it gets a little closer to release. We're talking, what, October or November?
October. It's going to open in limited release the first Friday in October and go wider the second.
All right. Well, we'll pay attention to that. We'll look for maybe the reference to Sunbury or maybe something that's happened around here. Of course, we had a Westinghouse factory around here as well, so folks may...
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, may recall that. Yeah, that was in Sunbury, where in the Celotex building originally.
Oh, okay. Oh,
to be continued. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Movie Mike McGranahan, always here with important information. He's an award winner with the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters and the Associated Press. He is the author of Straight Up Layton and My Year of Chevy, and both of which are available at Amazon. And please do as I do. Follow him on Twitter, at Aisle Seat. His appearance sponsors by the Campus Theater, campustheater.org.